Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, August 24th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from World of Amateur Radio and VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies, on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by the Digital Group, on medium and high frequency rebroadcasts thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 14.130 MHz by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf, and UHF CB Channel 24 hosted by Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie, and as a trial HF CB Channel 24 11 metres hosted by Stephen, VK7 Sierra Mike Echo, both in the Hobart area. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB24 and HFCB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. VK Contest News. RD Contest 2025. A huge thank you to all amateurs who operated and gave out contacts in the RD Contest last weekend. It's time to put your logs in, and as the deadline is 21 August 2025 at 0300 UTC, which is 1 p.m. on that Sunday. All contest logs must be submitted electronically in Cabrillo V3.0 format using logging software, either via the VK log checker, and the VK link is on the email edition of this broadcast, or if that is not possible, by emailing your callsign.log to rdlogs@wia.org.au. The manager will acknowledge receipt and you should verify submission on vklogchecker.com. Handwritten paper logs, maximum 100 contacts, are allowed but not preferred. They should be legible, accompanied by a summary sheet with all required details, a signed declaration and a contact phone number. A snail mail sent to the RD Contest Manager, 43 Jahn Drive, that's J-A-H-N Drive, Glenmore Grove, Queensland 4342, postmarked within 5 days of the contest. If necessary, .xls, .csv or .txt files may be accepted, but PDF, .x, MDB or image files will not. Logs received after the deadlines, electronic, 14 days paper, postmarked within 5 days, will not be processed, and paper logs will only be returned if an SASE is provided. VK entrants operating outside their normal call area may credit points to their home state by noting this in their summary sheet or in the Cabrillo Files soapbox field. Info sourced from the WIA website. 73 Richard VK7ZBX. WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. The past fortnight included two VK7 activations with Rodney VK7HAM, Al VK7AN and Peter VK7ZPE heading out on separate occasions. Their first activation was at Pipers River Regional Reserve, situated about 50 kilometres north of Launceston, followed by a second at Reedy Marsh Conservation Area, located 23 kilometres northwest of Westbury. Both sites can be activated under the VKFF and POTA programs. Recently, a few questions have appeared online asking whether hunters must submit a log in POTA or WWFF to receive credit for their QSOs. The answer is no. Hunters do not need to submit a log. Credit for the QSO is automatically awarded once the activator uploads their log. If your QSO credit hasn't shown up after a couple of weeks, don't hesitate to send the activator a friendly email to see if their log has been uploaded. They'll usually be happy to help. So hunters, relax, tune in and enjoy scanning the airwaves for your activations. You'll get the credit without any extra paperwork. 73 MAT VK7 MAT. QSL News. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Ewoods Bureau as at 21 August is in the emailed version of the broadcast. Do you attend your local radio club? If so, please email Herman with your club mailing address, your name and call sign, if you would like to collect any cards that arrive for you at your club. Email at westyh@ozmail.com.au. 73 Herman, VK7 HW. Manager, WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV Nights. A busy couple of net nights that saw the following participants: VK7's AXTW, ZAB, EV, KT, ZCF and ZGK all sharing over 100 photos. The main themes were steps sculptures in the bush north of Bothwell that celebrates the High Country's sheep grazing heritage, a light sprinkling of snow on Ben Lomond, local and international political cartoons including world leaders and their pets, recovered weather balloons and sons, Kazakhstan airport adorned with discones, the foghorn at the Lowhead Lighthouse including the air compressor. Other highlights were, the word of the day from the Urban Dictionary is exhaustipated, meaning too tired to care about anything. The half full or half empty view of things, a mechanic's wish that women had an OBD2 port, a ham using a radio, Volcano Man, Trump's grasp of science, the children's how and why book of who really spooked the horses, Generation X thinking they are not afraid of death, no such thing as a quick 10-minute job, a nicely built antenna counterpoise terminating plate, and 73 from a mad dog with a gun. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PC1K, PD0LBY, and PD7JLP in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send their photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 6:30 and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allows anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the North. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Save the date. Saturday, 20 September, Mowbray Hotel, 11:30 a.m. Kevin, VK7HKN, will be 70 on 20th December 2025. To help him celebrate, you are invited to have lunch with him on Saturday, 20 September, at the Mowbray Hotel. Lunch will be at own expense. Please, no presents, as your presence will be more than enough, and we are hoping to keep it quiet so it will be a surprise for him. It is important that the numbers are confirmed, so please contact Lynn, VK7FROG, either by telephone on 0408 549 634 or email, which is norislyn@gmail.com, by Sunday, 7 September. Looking forward to seeing you there. VK7FROG, Lynn. Thanks, Lynn. This is certainly a special occasion, and I hope that many of us that have known Kevin over the years will try our hardest to be there for this great surprise. Lynn's telephone number once again was 0408 0800 549 634. And now for something completely different. Word has it that one of our members, who will remain anonymous, has gone back to basics. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, is grinding his own plug in quartz crystal. Well, not from scratch, but trying his hand at shifting the resonant frequency of a commercially made one higher to something closer to what he requires. From my memory of watching the process, it was achieved by the use of wet and dry 1000-grade sanding paper, using it dry and laying it rough side up on a very flat surface like the protective glass screen from an old television set. The crystal is drawn across the sanding paper in a figure-eight pattern while judiciously using light finger pressure and rotating the crystal 90 degrees every couple of dozen figure-eight laps to even out any finger pressure irregularities. Then we assemble the crystal into mountings and compare its new frequency to the original tested reference frequency. Then repeat the previous grind and test process again and again until hopefully the desired frequency is achieved. The perfect example of less is more, and in this case, less quartz crystal is a higher resonant frequency. Hope you take a few pictures along the way and let us know how things turn out for you, Nick. Now, from the last technical night, Colin, VK7ZCF, brought in his latest acquisition, a brand new ICOM IC705. It with the well-padded black carry bag, not the backpack that is quite commonly seen, but more like an older style camera or video conventional bag, while fitting very snugly into the bag and definitely being safe. It still allows easy access to the front panel antenna socket. For the demonstration, it was complete for a suitable 2-meter whip antenna plugged in, with the extra capacity for an external lithium battery located within the bag. The 705's available power output is upped by a couple of watts, making the bag combination good to go near instant operational deployment. After Colin's rather nice and much higher power backpack rig construction earlier this year, there definitely does seem to be a portable theme happening. Thanks, Colin. As requested by members, yes, NTARC club rooms will be opening up to watch the REST How to Use Your Nano VNA presentation on Wednesday, the 10th of September. Doors will be open by 7 p.m. with the live REST YouTube channel online by 7:30 p.m. See you there. Now, last, certainly not least, Peter, ex-VK7KPC, achieved a third place in the VK Shires contest held in June this year. It was in the single operator 10-watt all-mode section. This may have been the last of his VK7 place-getting for Tasmania, as Peter is now officially VK5KDO. However, NTARC will still claim his certificates in the club members' brag folder. Well done, Peter. We shall await your next certificate as a VK5. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC Blogs. Upcoming events, on-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday, test, net and CW course on 3.580 megs from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 megs from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 3rd of September, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelier. Special Club Room Night Session, Wednesday, the 10th of September, live stream of REST How to Use Your Nano VNA. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. 27 megs, 11 meter HFCB retransmission. Shout out for our new 11 meter rebroadcasters in Christine VK7CE and Stephen VK7SME We have a new patch box installed, and so the rebroadcast on 11 metres will hopefully be improved. So take a listen on 27.235 megs, lower sideband, HF channel 24, around the Hobart area, and give them a call and let them know a signal report, either on 11 metres or on the repeater. 73, Justin, VK7TW. Wednesday experimenters group, WEGS. Last week's WEGS DATV night was packed with diverse information. We mainly focused on the Remembrance Day contest wrap-up with Justin VK7TW, Richard VK7ZBX, Murray VK7ZMS and Steve VK700 in the studio. We each ran through the frequencies each person used and then the rig setup each person used. We looked at some analysis of results and we even outlined VK7ZMS's sleep cycle strategy. We covered the logging programs used and the fact that if VK7 wins in 2025, it will be 10 years that the state has won the RD. We finished with learnings and observations from the RD, with preparations being the key. Please, please put your log in. Justin VK7TW then went through how he reverse engineered a Kenwood MAT-180U using pickaxe technology. We go into a 2-week recess as next week is the presentation night and we are back the following week, so see you then. 73, Justin, VK7TW. August presentation night, weather balloon chasing. Next week we'll see our August presentation night and it will be all about the sport of weather balloon chasing from Steve, VK700, with support from Anders, VK7TCP, and Stephen, VK7SH. There are hundreds of weather balloons with radio sondes launched every day around the world to help meteorological and aviation understand what is going on in our atmosphere. These balloons are one-use devices, and the balloon eventually bursts, and the radio sonde comes back to Earth on a parachute. They have a lithium battery, and we will have some examples of them at our presentation. They transmit on the 75-centimeter band and can be picked up using a modest receiver and antenna. Some amateurs have even repurposed the transmitters for amateur radio beacons on 70 centimeters. They are tracked through a citizen science project called Sonde Hub that Stephen VK7SH has been deeply involved with. There is also a historical club linkage with radio sondes, with Rex Moncur VK7MO developing some early valve-based radio sondes back when he started with the Bureau of Meteorology. When? August 27th, 2025, and from 7:30 p.m. Where? Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and stream on the Reist YouTube streaming. See you there or on the stream. 73, Reist Committee. September Forum Night. How to get the most from your nano VNA. Everyone's got a nano VNA in their shack, except Rex, hi-hi. But are you really getting the most out of it? Join us for the Reist Forum Night on Wednesday, September 10th, where we'll demystify the mighty little nano VNA. This session is all about practical usage, so bring your questions, your nano VNA, and your curiosity. Whether you're tuning antennas, measuring filters, checking feed lines, or just trying to figure out what those squiggly lines mean, this is your chance to get hands-on. There'll be live demonstrations, open Q&A, and plenty of shared tips and tricks from fellow hams who've gone deep into their nano VNAs. No PowerPoint, just pure practical knowledge. Kicking off at 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and also streamed live on the Reist YouTube channel. Don't miss it. Time to unlock the full potential of that pocket-sized powerhouse. 73, Reist Committee. September Presentation Night. How to use the RSGB EMR calculator. Join us for an insightful Reist presentation night on September 24th, 2025, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms as we explore the practical application of the RSGB Electromagnetic Radiation EMR Calculator. This powerful tool enables amateur radio operators to model common antennas in typical household backyards, providing essential calculations for power, antenna type, and spatial arrangements. The EMR calculator generates exclusion zones and other important parameters to ensure that your setup complies with safety standards, particularly when operating high power systems. This presentation is especially relevant for those considering high power experimental licenses. Phil VK2ASD from the WIA Education Committee, along with Justin VK7TW, will guide you through the process of using the EMR calculator, offering real-world examples and practical tips. Whether you're a beginner or experienced operator, this session will help you understand how to apply the tool effectively when submitting applications for high-power experimental licenses, ensuring your station meets safety and regulatory requirements. The event will be held in person in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed live on the REEST YouTube channel, allowing all members to participate regardless of location. Don't miss out on this opportunity to enhance your knowledge and ensure your amateur radio operations are both safe and compliant. 73 REEST Committee. REEST Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? REEST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates: Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months, with the next one on the 30th of August 2025. Standard Advanced and Regulation Assessments, held on alternate months, next is on 20th September 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on REEST Events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email REEST, that's REAST.assessor@gmail.com, and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer, who will be in contact. If you are coming along to next week's training and assessment day and you haven't let Reg know, then please do so ASAP, as we have to get together the assessment packs. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation License training videos that are must-watch for beginners, and find them on the REEST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation Trial Exams, and link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, REEST is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz starting at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM in the North and Northwest. VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 to link RAF north south. Plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the greater Hobart area and the other in the greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. REEST WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. REEST WAGS, Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the months from around 6 PM in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. REEST 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 PM, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, BK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Intark Technical Night Session, Wednesday, 3rd September from 6:30 PM at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelier. Intark Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the Intark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon in the Rochelier Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net 144.190 USB. VK7 events, Reist, 27 August, weather balloon chasing from 7:30 PM in the QD Club Rooms and streaming. Reist, 10th September, how to get the most from your Nano VNA forum night from 7:30 PM in the QD Club Rooms and streaming. Reist, 24th September, how to use the RSGB EMR calculator with Phil, VK2ASD, in the Club Rooms and streaming. VK7, 15th November, Myena Hamfest, Community Hall, Myena, from 10 AM. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24 VK7FMAC, HF CB24 VK7SME, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, and if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 PM on Repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT at UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For your information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 7-3 and good DX.